The final buzzer has sounded. The players are in the locker room. The fans are heading home. But the Kansas Land sports coverage continues. It's your local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for scores, area stats, recaps, and this week's local and regional high school sports schedule, plus the presentation of the Lukirk Chiropractic Game Ball. The Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Honeyman Ford, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, your local Edward Jones agents, Denison State Bank, Commercial Tire Solutions, Ron Kirsch Body Shop, B&P Propane and the Knotty Pine Oil Company, and Sunflower Credit Union. Time to head to the studio for your local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on Kansas Land Radio.
And a good Friday night, Kansas Land. Seth Tollison joining you here on this first Friday of the postseason for high school basketball, as some exciting games in Class 1A, Divisions 1 and 2 here tonight. We had a couple of good games here on both 103.9 FM KNZA and on 92.1 KMZA tonight, as we had, again, action from the Class 1A Division 2 bracket. In other games going on, we had Division 1 here on the air this evening. Not a lot of games here tonight. We have those sub-state games, five local teams in action here tonight in Class 1A and sub-state, the first round. There were a few doubleheaders, some teams getting some rescheduled games in. Horton was at McLeod, Pleasant Ridge, and Oskaloosa had a doubleheader, and also Atchison at Kansas City Wyandotte in the KCA League. Those were the three doubleheaders here in Northeast Kansas. We'll hopefully maybe be able to get some of those, but we are starting kind of early here tonight at about 15 minutes before 9 o'clock, since we just had our game starting at 7, the one game on each station here this evening. So we'll see what we can do about getting those scores. But don't forget, if you do want those scores and we don't have them before we sign off, you can always keep checking msc.sports.net, your free source for all of high school sports information here in Northeast Kansas, as that gets updated here throughout the night and, again, first thing in the morning as well. So msc.sports.net, your source for Northeast Kansas high school athletics. And don't forget, it's always free all the time. And if there's a game, coaches show, maybe a replay, playback of the scoreboard show you want to catch, you can do that all at msc.sports.net. So the regular season has officially come to an end. We do have all of the sub-state brackets. Those were released earlier this week. 1A released over a week ago, but all of the brackets have been released for Class 4, 3, 2, and 1A. So we've got those. We'll take a look at those here during the show, kind of give you a preview of what's coming up next week as far as what teams will be or who they'll be matched up against going into that first round of the sub-state bracket. There's a lot of teams, actually, that have quite a bit of time off before they get ready for games next week, and we'll kind of take a look and maybe talk about that a little bit, too. So, well, before we get too far, we do just have some scores here from tonight, from those sub-state games tonight in Class 1A. All the girls in Class 1A got their first round done last night. We'll take a look at those as well here this segment. First up, though, the boys' scores tonight. It is Axtell moving on. 4-point win tonight over Blue Valley Randolph. Your final score there, again, 44-40. 2-point win for Lynn as they advance with a win over Pike Valley tonight. Centralia tonight, despite being a very close game with a few minutes to go, Centralia is able to pull away their late 60-48. They had a 20-point lead in that ball game at one point, but Donovan West chipping away and bringing it to within single digits, but Centralia holds on for the 12-point win. No problems for Frankfort tonight as they take care of Onega in sub-state Division 2, 61-41. And then tonight, it is Troy over Jackson Heights. A very great game throughout most of that game. Troy kind of pulling away just a little bit late in the fourth quarter and then hitting some free throws at the end to win it by, again, 65-57 margin. Troy tonight takes care of Jackson Heights. Well, I mentioned the girls' scores from last night, some sub-state games. 1A, it was Axtell at Blue Valley Randolph, and Blue Valley wins it 53-44. Again, these are girls' finals from last night. Lynn all over Pike Valley, 55 to 17. It was Clifton Clyde by 3 over Centralia, 49-46. So the Panthers are done here in 2021. Troy last night at Donovan West, Lady Mustangs, they were on 71-23. No troubles at all over Troy as Donovan West advances. And then also last night in girls play, it was Frankfort over Onega by a score of 53-26. Well, like I mentioned, we are going to take a look at some scores that we have. Again, pretty much all of them in as far as sub-states concerned. But also coming up, we'll take a look at those brackets. We'll do that coming up some in the next segment here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With 5 auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. DSB remains locally owned, operated, and focused, and we're ready to serve you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show continues here on this Friday night. As, again, sub-state action in Class 1A underway as tonight here on both 92.1 FM and 103.9 FM. We had single games here for you tonight as they were both from the Division I Class 1A sub-state, which will, again, be hosted by Centralia when they get to the end of that sub-state action. We're going to take a look, though, first at Division II in Class 1A. A couple of games tonight as it was Axtell and Blue Valley Randolph in action here this evening. And taking a look at that one, it was Axtell. They are able to advance here tonight with a 4-point win, 44-40. So up next for Axtell will be the number one overall seed, Hanover, who entered the tournament with a 17-1 record. They got the first round bye. So Hanover-Axtell will play next Friday. Wetmore, the number two seed in that bracket at the Axtell Substate in Division II. Wetmore with the bye as well. Up next for them next Friday will be Lynn, as Lynn tonight takes care of Pike Valley by a final score of 49-47. So again, next Friday night in that 1A Division II, Hanover and Axtell, and then Wetmore and Lynn in, again, the second round. Class 1A Division I action tonight on KMZA 92.1 FM. It was Centralia. They were in action, and they took on Donovan West, and it was the Panthers with the 12-point win, 60-48. So next up for Centralia will be the number one overall seed in that bracket. It will be Clifton Clyde up next for them next Friday night at Centralia. Also, it will be Frankfort taking on Troy, as Frankfort took care of Onega here this evening with a final score of 61-41. So a big win for them, the number two seed in this bracket. And they will take on Troy, the sixth seed, as they took care of Jackson Heights tonight by a final score of 65-57. So again, second round of the Class 1A Division I Substate at Centralia next Friday night. We've got Clifton Clyde and Centralia, and then Frankfort and Troy. A game, again, a bracket you can probably hear on one of our stations next Friday night. We'll get you the details on that, of course, next week during our area sports broadcasts. Well, taking a look at the rest of the brackets for the boys, again, these are games that haven't taken place yet. The first round will be coming up next week on Monday here for Class 2A, as the Mission Valley High School substate site will feature JCN, as they have a first-round bye. So actually, JCN was one of those teams I mentioned that will have about a week or more off, as they will have the bye. Their first game will be on Thursday. They will take on the winner of either Wabunsee or Kansas City Christian. So Wabunsee-Casey Christian play on Monday, and then they will advance to take on Jefferson County North. The other local school in this bracket is McClouth, as they are set on Monday to take on Eskridge Mission Valley High School, as McClouth, the 6 seed, taking on the 3 seed. So JCN with the bye next week in that Mission Valley district, and McClouth taking on Mission Valley, the host school, on Monday. Sticking to Class 2A then, we've got the Blue Rapids Valley Heights substate bracket, and several teams in the local area playing there. Monday, Valley Falls will host Horton. Valley Falls, the number one overall seed, and Horton, the 8 seed. Again, that is a game on Monday at 7 o'clock. Also on Monday then, Washington County will play host to Valley Heights. It will be Marhill Mount Academy, the 2 seed. They will host Republic County, and it will be Riverside hosting ACCHS. Riverside, the 3 seed in this 2A sub-state boys bracket. So again, Valley Heights next week. This bracket features Valley Falls taking on Horton. Washington County will play Valley Heights. Marhill Mount Academy will play Republic County, and Riverside will have ACCHS. All of those games set for Monday night. Up to Class 3A then, the Wellsville bracket has Perry LeCompton from the Big 7. They're the 3 seed in this bracket, and their first test will be Kansas City's Bishop Ward High School. This is a Tuesday game for Perry LeCompton at 7 o'clock. The 3 seed, again, will take on the 5 seed. If Perry is able to win, they'll either play Prairie View or Burlington, who have the other half of the bottom of that bracket. Class 3A, the substate hosted at Sabetha here this season for the boys. Again, a lot of schools from the local area. Royal Valley, the overall number one seed in that bracket. They will play Oskaloosa on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. That game in Hoyt, so the Panthers again hosting with that number one seed. It will be Nemaha Central hosting Jeff West, so a Big 7 league matchup there in substate. 7 o'clock again at Jeff West High School. Marysville will play Sabetha. That game will be at Marysville, so although Sabetha hosting this tournament, they do have to go on the road for the first round to play Marysville as the 7 seed, and it will be Hiawatha on the road as they head to Easton to take on Pleasant Ridge, as it is the Rams with the 3 seed and the Redhawks, again, rounding out the 8 seed in this bracket. So again, in the Class 3A Sabetha boys bracket, Royal Valley will host Oskaloosa on Tuesday. Also, Nemaha Central will host Jeff West. It will be Sabetha at Marysville Tuesday night, and Hiawatha on the road at Pleasant Ridge. again for the first round of that bracket. 4A then, we've got a matchup between Holton and Atchison. Four teams in this site, Holton hosting this one. Holton will play host to Atchison. Holton the 2 seed, Atchison the 3 seed. The other matchup in that is Hayden from Topeka and Wamego. Wamego is the overall number 1 as they will play on Tuesday. Wamego is hosting Hayden, and then Holton will host Atchison on Tuesday as well. Well, taking a look then at the girls' brackets here, as again mentioning last night, there were several 1A games in the area. We'll take a look at the Division II Class 1A. Hanover has the first round bye there in girls' action, so they will not play until next Thursday, and their opponent will be Blue Valley Randolph, as Blue Valley last night knocked off Axtell by a final score. Let me see, grab the right sheet here. That might help. Axtell last night, again, losing to Blue Valley Randolph, as Blue Valley won that one 53-44. And then we've got Wetmore. They had the bye as well as the number 2 seed, and then Lynn took care of Pike Valley last night 55-17. So with that first round complete, next Thursday night, second round from the Axtell Substate Bracket, it will be Hanover playing Blue Valley. That game at 5:30 at Axtell, and then Wetmore will play Lynn at 8 o'clock at Axtell as well. And that is next Thursday on the 4th in the Division II Class 1A tournament from Axtell. Division 1 then, Jackson Heights, the overall number 1 seed, had the bye, so they will not play until next Thursday. Up for them will be Clifton Clyde, as Clifton Clyde last night did get the win over Centralia. Great game. 49-46 was the final. The Eagles get the win. They advance in double overtime. A very good ball game there, and their chance to play Jackson Heights is their reward, again, for that double overtime win. And that will be next Thursday at 5:30 at Centralia. Highland, Donovan West, they will be on the road after beating Troy last night, as they will play Frankfort. So Donovan West last night beat Troy 71-23. Mustangs playing some pretty good basketball as the number 2 seed in the Centralia Substate Bracket. They have Frankfort, as Frankfort last night beat Onega 53-26. So we'll see how that one plays out between the Mustangs and the Wildcats of Frankfort. So next Thursday's second round action from the Centralia Substate in Division 1 Class 1A. First game is Jackson Heights, Clifton Clyde at 5:30. And the second girls game then in that, again, Substate bracket will be Donovan West and Frankfort. Class 2A, again, getting underway next Friday night as we look at the Valley Heights bracket. As Valley Heights is the number 1 overall seed, up first for them will be Republic County. That game will be on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Marhill Mount Academy, the 4 seed, will play Horton, as Marhill Mount Academy actually hosting that game at 7 o'clock. Also then on Tuesday, it will be ACCHS hosting Riverside. And then also on Tuesday, Washington County will host Valley Heights, as Washington County, the number 3 seed in that Valley Heights Class 2A Substate bracket. Another 2A Substate bracket from Mission Valley, McLouth, the local school. They're the 8 seed, and they will take on Northern Heights, the number 1 seed. That game on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Also locally, Jefferson County North is the 3 seed, and on Tuesday they will be hosting Heritage Christian Academy. And again, that is rounding out the local schools at the Mission Valley Substate bracket in Class 2A. The Class 3A Substate girls bracket from Sabetha. First round action begins on Monday, as we will probably have at least one of these games on one of our stations or on the MSC Sports Network. We will have at least Sabetha on their Sabetha channel. As Nemaha Central is the overall number 1 seed, and their first opponent will be the Bears of Oskaloosa, as it will be the Thunder hosting at 7 o'clock on Monday. The 4 seed is Jeff West, and they will host the Red Hawks of Hiawatha in a Big 7 League matchup, as, again, Jeff West and the Red Hawks will meet up at 7 on Monday in first-round action. Sabetha, the host school, is the number 2 seed, and they will host Pleasant Ridge in first-round action at 7 o'clock again on Monday. And rounding out the 8 teams is Royal Valley and Marysville, as the Panthers are the 3 seed, the Bulldogs are the 6 seed. So it will be Hoyt hosting, again, the first round of that bracket, as it's Royal Valley and Marysville in Class 3A. Also 3A, the Wellsville District, Perry LeCompton, will have Burlington in first-round action on Monday, as Perry is the 5 seed in that girls' sub-state bracket. And then rounding out our local schools, it is Atchison and Holton, and they will also meet up in sub-state action in the first round for the girls' game. So it will be a doubleheader between Atchison and Holton for first round of the sub-state bracket at Holton, as Atchison will host the girls' game, however, with the Redmen the number 2 seed. Well, we're going to take our next break. Stay tuned. We're going to come back. We'll have some scores. We'll get a look at those here from tonight. Also coming up, some recaps. We'll do that. Coming up next here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Pay back friends and family with Zelle and the banking app you already use. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle, whether you are sending a birthday gift to a grandchild or reimbursing a friend. Use Zelle, which is included in your mobile banking app. Send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes when both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Doreen, and I have been a patient of Dr. Lukert's for 7 years. Although I came to him for neck and back pain, he has also helped me physically, mentally, and spiritually. Initially, I was afraid, but after he treated me, I have been a new person, and I don't regret a minute of it. When my back is happy, I am happy. He has made my life better, and I have recommended Dr. Lukert to all of my family and friends, and would recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha to you as well.
Fur, it's cold outside. Winter is far from over, and we here at BMP Propane Incorporated in Holton want to make sure that your heating needs are taken care of at all costs. Help us help you. Order your propane delivery before your gauge reads 20%. Avoid out-of-gas charges, trip charges, and leak test procedures by checking your tank frequently. Call 364-3711 and order your propane today. Remember, helping us help you during this winter season is crucial to your heating needs.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tollefson here with you again on this Friday night as we start off the postseason with, again, sub-state action in Class 1A here tonight. Boys got it underway as the girls were in action last night. We'll have more coverage. Would just like to give you a heads up that next week is going to be very, very busy on the MSC Sports Radio Network, as we will have games on Monday, Tuesday, also probably on Wednesday as well, with games for sure on Thursday and Friday, and probably Saturday. So it is going to be 6 days pretty much of high school basketball coverage. We'll do our best to kind of keep things straightened out for you, let you know exactly who's going to be playing and when. And then, of course, MSCSports.net will be your source for all of the results for those games if you'd like to keep track of, again, how your local team did or the team you're following into the postseason. Team or teams, you can have more than one, I guess, as you again head into the rest of the sub-state bracket. Is already some team season coming to an end, unfortunately, and I think for a lot of those teams that did find their season come to an end, very bittersweet, especially here for the way that this year has gone. It has been a wild and crazy year, just like everything else in life. Basketball was no different here this year. And for those seniors especially who last year had their seasons come to an end in an unfortunate way, and then this year for the seniors who will see their seasons come to an end before they get to get into, or at least very far into the postseason, you just want to say hats off to you guys for not only getting through basketball and everything, but also sticking with school and everything you guys have had to go through. It is absolutely amazing and how resilient these student athletes have been here throughout the pandemic and everything they've had to deal with. So, again, our hats off here. It's an honor for us here at the station to be able to cover these student athletes and to see what they do, not only on the court, but know as well that they're putting just as much effort into the classroom and preparing themselves for their next transition into adulthood. So again, it is an honor here at the MSE Sports Network to cover all of this, and it's very exciting to see all these young athletes grow and continue to develop and advance through their athletic careers. So again, hats off to you guys for again doing all that you've done here with normal circumstances anyway, but also everything else that the 2020-2021 school year has put on you. Well, taking a look, I did want to, one little quick note, I stand corrected. I was going through those brackets and completely overlooked something. I knew about it, but just completely whiffed on it, that Jefferson County North bye that I mentioned in the Mission Valley sub-state bracket, actually not a bye, I knew this, there's actually a play-in game that is taking place tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It is Bishop Seabury Academy. They will play Northern Heights. There's nine teams in this basketball sub-state bracket for Class 2A at Mission Valley. And like I said, Bishop Seabury will play Northern Heights tomorrow. An 8 and a 9 seed will play. That winner will then go on to play Jefferson County North on Monday at 7 o'clock. So Jefferson County North, not as long as a break as I had mentioned. Their first game will be on Monday, just like the rest of the teams then in the that bracket. That game will be at 7 o'clock in Winchester for JCN. Taking a look at our scores here tonight, and also going to get you a couple of recaps here tonight as, again, some very good ball games on both 103.9 and 92.1 FM. And let's start with Johnny Kane as Centralia and Donovan West met in sub-state action.
The Class 1A postseason got underway on Friday night as Centralia boys played host to Donovan West in what was a great game throughout. But in the end, after a valiant effort by Donovan West, it's Centralia moving on to the semifinals with a 60-48 victory over the Mustangs. Centralia led early big. They got up 16-2 after the first quarter and led by 16 going into the half. Donovan West, though, went on a run after Centralia led by as many as 20 early in the third. D. West went on a run, got to within four, ultimately trailed by eight going into the fourth quarter. Then in the fourth, Donovan West trimmed that deficit all the way down to two. But three crucial turnovers in a row by the Mustangs allowed Centralia to go to the other end. Presley Bowers with 9 points in the fourth quarter to seal it for Centralia, who improves to 10-9 on the year with a 60-48 victory. Ray Posterhouse led the Panthers in scoring with 25 points. Presley Bowers added 17, including those nine in the fourth quarter. And Centralia, again, will move on to the semifinals next Friday night, where they will take on Clifton Clyde. Donovan West, meanwhile, was led in scoring in the loss by Leif Blevins, who added 19. Trent Spiker had 17 as the Mustangs in the year with a record of 8-12. But again, Friday night from Centralia High School, it was the Panthers holding on late to win it over Donovan West to move on to the semifinals of Class 1A sub-state play with a 60-48 victory over Donovan West. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Again, as Centralia with the win tonight, they will advance to play Clifton Clyde, and that game will be next Friday night. The bottom half of that bracket at the Centralia Division I Class 1A sub-state action, it was Troy and Jackson Heights. And again, we have a recap, which was heard on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Postseason basketball got underway here at Jackson Heights High School on Friday night. On the boys' side, the 6th seed Troy Trojans came to Jackson Heights and came away with a victory, 65-57 over Jackson Heights. Troy led 16-14 at the end of one, trailed at halftime 30-29, but a big third quarter on a 6-0 run to begin the frame let Troy get the lead, and they would never relinquish that lead as they led by four at the end of three, and then your final score, 65-57. Troy was paced on the night by Jarrett Norris, the big man down low, 6'4" sophomore, only averages 19 points a game. Hey, he had 27 tonight, 11 out of 12 from the free throw line for Norris to lead the Trojans in scoring. And then Cam Anderson doubled his season per game average output, 15 points tonight, including three three-pointers. And Reagan Hartman also 12 points for the Trojans with a couple of threes as well. For Jackson Heights, their lone senior led the way, and Dylan Thompson 25 points on the night for DT, including three three-pointers. But he sees his senior season come to an end here tonight as the Cobras fall to an 8-10 overall record, as Troy improves to 9-11 here with the win tonight. Troy was amazing from the free throw line tonight. 15 out of 18 from the line as Jackson Heights made it there just 7 times, making only 3. And the Cobras turned the basketball over 17 times to just 10 Troy turnovers. Once again, your final score from Jackson Heights. Troy 65, Jackson Heights 57. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Jake Spaulding.
All right, thank you very much, Jake. The other game going on tonight in that sub-state bracket was Frankfort and Onega, as it was Frankfort by 20 over the Buffaloes. 61-41 is your final score, so that sets up a matchup between Frankfort and Troy next Friday. Well, stay tuned. We've gotten through some recaps here. We're going to come back one more time and take a look at the brackets again. I know I went over them kind of in depth. We'll go through again real quickly and just preview who plays who. We'll do that coming up next here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Easily send a gift in a GIF with Zelle. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle. Send money to almost anyone you know using an emailed address or U.S. mobile phone number. Send and receive money right from your online or mobile banking account at Community National Bank. It's a fast, safe, and easy. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Available to United States Bank account holders. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holden is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With 5 auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dent out of accidents.
Denison City Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. DSB remains locally owned, operated, and focused, and we're ready to serve you today.
Denison City Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show continues here on a Friday night. Not a lot of scores here to go over. We'll do that again coming up in our next segment, but here in this segment, I do want to take a look again quickly at what the brackets look like heading into next week. So real quick, we'll just run down what this schedule is does look like. Starting with the Class 1A Division 2 Substate Girls Bracket at Axtell, as next Thursday, we've got Hanover taking on Blue Valley Randolph at 5:30, and then it will be Wetmore taking on Lynn. That is at 8 o'clock next Thursday. Class 1A Division 1, the Substate Tournament at Centralia. Next Thursday, it will be Jackson Heights taking on Clifton Clyde. Again, these are girls' game for next week at 5:30. And Donovan West will play Frankfort, that an 8 o'clock game, again next Thursday night in Centralia. The Valley Heights Substate Class 2A bracket looks like this, as it will get underway on Tuesday night. Valley Heights will play Republic County. That game will be at Blue Rapids. Mar Hill Mount Academy will host Horton in the, again, 4-5 matchup at 7 o'clock. ACCHS will play Riverside. That is set for 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday then for this first round bracket action will be Washington County hosting Valley Falls. That also on Tuesday at Washington County High School at 6 o'clock. The 2A girls bracket from Mission Valley, McLouth, their first round game will be in Northern Heights. McLouth is the 8th seed. That game at 7 o'clock, again in Allen, Kansas, at Northern Heights. And Winchester, Jefferson County North, will host Heritage Christian Academy, the 3 and 6 seed, that Tuesday at 7 o'clock. The Sabetha Substate for the girls next week looks like this. Monday, the number one overall seed Seneca will host Oskaloosa, the Thunder again hosting the Bears. In the 4-5 matchup, Big 7 League matchup on Monday at Meriden, Jeff West will host Hiawatha. The host school Sabetha, the 2 seed, will host Pleasant Ridge. That game at 7 o'clock on Monday. And rounding out the 3A Substate bracket, the first round action will be the Royal Valley Panthers hosting the Bulldogs of Marysville. The 3A Substate girls bracket at Wellsville. Perry LeCompton in this one. They're the 5 seed, the only local school in action, as Perry LeCompton will be on the road in their first round at Burlington. That game at 7 o'clock on Monday. And then girls action in the Substate from Holton. 4 teams again in this Substate, and number one Substate district. It will be Holton and Atchison. This game in Atchison, as the Holton Wildcats are the 3 seed and the Redmen are the 2 seed. That game on Wednesday in Class 4A at 7 o'clock. Then taking a look at the boys' brackets here real quick. Again, we'll start with the Division II Class 1A action tonight. It was Axtell over Blue Valley Randolph, and it was Lynn over Pike Valley. So that sets up second round action like this at Axtell High School. Hanover will play Axtell, and it will be Wetmore taking on Lynn. That's next Friday. Again, that is the Division II in Class 1A at Axtell High School. In Division I, Class 1A at Centralia, it will be Clifton Clyde playing Centralia, as it was Centralia tonight getting the win over Donovan West, also winning tonight. Frankfort over Onega, and Jackson Heights losing tonight at Troy. Troy wins that one tonight, so they advance. So your second round action next Friday night, Clifton Clyde and Centralia will play, and then the second game in the semifinals there will be Frankfort and Troy next Friday night. Class 2A boys Substate at Valley Heights. Valley Falls is the number one overall seed. Their first round matchup on Monday will be Horton. That game at 7 o'clock. Also on Monday, Washington County will play Valley Heights. Marhill Mount Academy hosting Republic County on Monday night at 6 o'clock. And it is Riverside hosting ACCHS in the 3-6 matchup on Monday evening. Again, from the Class 2A Substate basketball bracket at Valley Heights High School. Mission Valley hosting also a Substate boys bracket for Class 2A. A couple of local schools there. McLouth is the 6th seed. Their first round game is on Monday at 7. They will play Mission Valley on the road at Eskridge. And then it will be Jefferson County North. They will actually get the winner of a play-in game, which will take place tomorrow, as Northern Heights will play Bishop Seabury tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And the winner of that game will be at Winchester to take on Jefferson County North at 7 o'clock then on Monday. The 3A Substate bracket for Sabetha looks like this. Royal Valley, they will host Oskaloosa in the 1-8 matchup at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Again, these are boys Substate games coming up next week. Nemaha Central will host Jeff West in a Big 7 League matchup at 7 o'clock. Marysville will host Sabetha on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then the last game from that, again, 3A Substate from Sabetha, Hiawatha on the road at Easton to take on Pleasant Ridge in the 3-6 matchup next Tuesday, again at 7. 3A Substate from Wellsville, Perry LeCompton playing in that one, and they are the 3 seed, so they will host Bishop Ward, again the 6 seed, that game Tuesday in Class 3A at 7. And rounding out our local schools, Holton will be taking on Atchison, as it is a different location, though. Holton gets the 2 seed in the boys' bracket, so they will host Atchison at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Stay tuned. Again, we're going to come back. We'll have the scores one more time. We also need to give out some game balls sponsored by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. We're going to do that coming up on our final segment next on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, Community Minded, Community Strong, Member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Sarah, and I originally became a patient of Dr. Brett Luker 3 years ago when he successfully treated me for neck pain and vertigo. What I've learned since then is that Dr. Lukert's character is unlike any other chiropractor that I've used in the past. He cares. I mean, he really cares about my recovery and well-being. He takes the time to encourage me, and he never makes me feel like it's his way or the highway. He will always discuss what options are best for me, and I'm very happy with that. I know you would be too.
Fur, it's cold outside. Winter is far from over, and we here at BMP Propane Incorporated in Houlton want to make sure that your heating needs are taken care of at all costs. Help us help you. Order your propane delivery before your gauge reads 20%. Avoid out-of-gas charges, trip charges, and leak test procedures by checking your tank frequently. Call 364-3711 and order your propane today. Remember, helping us help you during this winter season is crucial to your heating needs.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Houlton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
And one final time here on this Friday night, our last Friday night here in February. A quick programming note, we will have a couple of scoreboard shows for you next week. We're going to do one on Thursday night, and then we'll also have another one for you next Friday night. So two more scoreboard shows as we wrap up Substate next week. And then that'll do it. That won't do it for coverage of high school basketball. Of course, we're going to take you clear up through all of the championship action throughout Northeast Kansas, and we will follow all of our local teams as far as they can take us here to wrap up the season. Well, here in this segment, we're going to take a look at the scores one more final time from tonight. We'll also take a look at last night's final scores for you as well. We also have our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. Got quite a few. I'm doing a little bit differently here this week as we had so many games this week. I was looking at my results here, and I've got literally two pages of results from this week. A lot of games got played, a lot of makeup games on Monday and Tuesday, and even here last night and tonight. And then, of course, 1A starts their sub-state action tonight. So just a ton of basketball played here this week. And because of that, I decided I was going to pull some names from throughout the week. And so we've got several names to take a look at, both on the boys and girls sides. Our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations coming up here to wrap up the show as well. First, though, we'll take a look at scores. And let's start with tonight, the finals. We have all 1A sub-state finals. Axel defeats Blue Valley by a final of 44-40. It is Lynn by two over Pike Valley tonight. Again, these are boys' final, 49-47. Centralia tonight, winners over Donovan West, 60-48. Frankfort tonight over Onega, 61-41. And it is Troy. This game heard on 103.9 FM. Troy knocks off Jackson Heights, 65-57. Your final score in that one. Some high school scores then from last night, as there were several girls' games last night. We'll start with these. Jefferson County North in the NEKL beat Pleasant Ridge 50-36. It was Nemaha Central by three over Jeff West, 42-39. And Burlingame took care of Valley Falls, 55-19 in a non-league game. Another non-league game saw Valley Heights defeat Rossville, 58-32. Again, these are girls' scores from last night. And then in sub-state action last night, it was Blue Valley Randolph over Axtell, 53-44. Lynn beat Pike Valley last night, 55-17. Centralia at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde wins that one by three, 49-46. Donovan West takes care of Troy last night, wins big, 71-23. And it was Frankfort also last night, winning 53-26. A few boys' games last night. Again, this was a few makeup games and some add-ons. It was Jefferson County North in boys' action over Pleasant Ridge last night, 46-40. Valley Heights beat Rossville, 45-31. And it was Nemaha Central over Jeff West in the Big 7, 52-41. Again, a boys' final from Thursday night.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
All right, we're going to start off with our ladies. These are some results from earlier here this week. We've got a few nominations. We're going to start off with Riley Roddinghouse from Nemahosh Central. She had 11 points last night for the Thunder. Kristen Bilfa had, for Jeff West, 14 points. But our game ball last night goes to Nemahosh Central's Cassidy Corby. 29 points for the Thunder. Again, a big reason why they were able to get the big 7-league win. So, again, your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner last night's Cassidy Corby for Nemahosh Central wins that one. A lot more boys nominated here on the boys' side of it, but we had several nominations. A lot of double figures here this week as we begin with the Nemahosh Central Jeff West game. There are three players for Nemahosh Central that had double digits. It was Kurt Beck with 12. Zach Kramer had 15 points, but Marcus Beck for Nemahosh Central had 17 points, so a good performance by all three of those players. A difference again in that one. And Josh Brockstrom for Jeff West, he had a good game as well with 17 points. Donovan West last night had a couple of good performances put in. Trent Spiker had 17 points. Lane Blevins for Donovan West also contributing 19 points in that one. Centralia then last night, it was Rafe Osterhaus. He had 28 points, and it was Presley Bowers for Centralia with 17 points. Jackson Heights, this game from tonight, Jackson Heights, Dylan Thompson, 25 points in the losing effort. But our game ball is going to go to Mr. Jared Norris, the sophomore for Troy, as he outperformed his season average big time, putting up 27 points tonight. So your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball recipient here for tonight on the boys' side is Troy's Jared Norris. So congratulations to Jared and also to Cassidy, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball recipients here for this Friday night. Well, before we sign off, I want to take a look at the highlights coming up for next week. Again, we've got starting as early as tomorrow. Don't forget, we'll have state wrestling reports from the Class 3, 2, and 1A wrestling tournament at Hayes, also the 4A tournament at Salina. Those will be at the bottom of each hour. So listen in to 103.9 FM KNZA for that tomorrow. On 92.1 FM, Big 12 men's basketball is K-State again got that win, like we were talking about. Maybe they might be able to do against TCU. Well, they will be at West Virginia, so a tough test for them tomorrow on the road against the Mountaineers. Coverage on 92.1 FM set for 2 o'clock again tomorrow. Also coming up then next week, this is where it gets a little dicey, as there's all sorts of games throughout the MSC Sports Network. We'll start off taking a look at Monday. This is kind of what we're planning so far. I'll give you for sure Monday, Tuesday, and then probably Wednesday as well. But as we get into Thursday and Friday, it kind of depends on how all this plays out. We have a decent idea where and who, which substates we'll be covering, but the who's might be a little difficult to fully predict at this point. But for sure on Monday on KNZA 103.9 FM, we'll be at the 3A girls tournament as Hiawatha will be on the road. They will go to Meriden to take on Jeff West. You can catch that game at 7 o'clock on 103.9 FM. On 92.1 FM, sticking to 3A basketball at 7 o'clock, Nemahosh Central will play Oskaloosa, that game in Seneca, and you can catch that on 92.1 FM KMZA. Possibly on CARE, Marhill Mott Academy taking on Republic County. That's a boys' game. There's a potential for a Benedictine College game as well there. So keep listening in to CARE 93.7 if you are curious about Marhill Mott Academy, or Benedictine for that matter. Then taking a look at the Sabetha Channel, Pleasant Ridge will be at Sabetha at 7 o'clock, so you can catch that at mscsports.net, the Sabetha girls in action on Monday night. Then taking a look at Tuesday on 103.9 KNZA, we're going to go to Class 4A, as it will be the Wildcats of Holton hosting Atchison in a boys' substate first-round matchup. That game at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Jeff West will be at Nemahosh Central then on 92.1 FM KMZA in a 3A boys' substate matchup. Also, same situation for CARE on Tuesday as Benedictine Men, or it will be the Marhill Mount Academy Girls and Horton Girls at 7 o'clock. Not sure how that's all going to play out, but that is kind of their tentative plans. Anyway, on Wednesday then, on 103.9 FM, KNZA will have a single game as it will be Atchison hosting Holton in the girls' game at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And then for sure, Thursday and Friday, what I know for sure is we'll have basketball on the radio. And the other thing I know for sure is both nights we're going to have two final Community National Bank High School scoreboard shows where we're going to take a look at the finals. We'll probably also take a look back and see what happened on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, but then we will wrap up scores for Thursday and Friday as we get close to the conclusion of these sub-state tournaments at the end of next week. Well, that's pretty much going to do it here tonight. My thanks again, as always, to the guys here back at the station, Scott Cox, Kurt Kilman, Miles Sago, all here tonight helping to get scores and find some information for us tonight. Appreciate all the work they do here again at the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, that's going to do it for me here tonight. Until next Thursday night, have a great evening and enjoy sub-state basketball all next week.
Thank you for watching the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. The Community National Bank High School Sports Scoreboard Show on Kansaland Radio is brought to you by S&S Automotive and Towing in Seneca, Tennyson State Bank in Houghton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, by Highland Community College, B&P Propane and Naughty Pine Oil Company of Holt, McDonald's of Seneca and Hiawatha, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha and Holt, Blue Valley Communications, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Huntington Ford, Seneca, Laurel and James Bank in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, and by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.